Hey there, my name is Mei Ling. I'm a certified life coach and trauma trained practitioner, and welcome to my podcast, Finding Freedom in the Hologram. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 5 of season 5. And today we are talking about expectation mismatch. Dun dun. That sounds rather ominous, doesn't it? So what does expectation mismatch mean? Well, listen on to find out. Now, expectation is actually a double-edged sword, because on one hand, it's a superpower. As humans, we can try something once or see it being done by other people once. And because we have mirror neurons in our brain, in our minds we can recreate how we think this action is being done. And then we can create an expectation in our minds of how we think we will do. We can actually make a prediction of the outcome. So for example, if an adult goes out with his child to the beach for the very first time, and he takes out the bucket and makes a sandcastle, the kid can look at the parent doing this and go, let me try that and attempt to do it themselves. So the mirror neurons enable us to look at something and then go ahead and do the action, mirroring it. Even though we didn't have the knowledge before that, before seeing other people. But this is how kids learn. This is how kids imitate the adults around them, or other kids for that matter. And that's because we have mirror neurons. So that is truly a superpower. But we can also use expectations against ourselves. Which, as a coach, I must say, this is the far more common way I've seen how expectations are used. Quite unfortunate. But let me give you an example. I want to achieve X goal. And then your relationship to that goal becomes, I must achieve this or else... How does that sound? It sounds rather threatening, doesn't it? Because you are demanding perfection. It has to be this or else. Another thing that is so common to hear in your head probably is, I must make progress. I must make some money. I must make profit. I want to achieve financial freedom. So I must. Again, .. So when your expectations deviate from reality, you are not making as much progress as you thought you would. You are not making as much money as you thought you would. It's taking a much longer time than you thought it would take. This is actually a cognitive poison and excess toxicity in your mind, because it can result in a downward spiral that is a cognitive loop in your head that is so exhausting, and it can result in a guilt-shame cycle. So you think to yourself, I can't control my emotions and I can't stand myself. I didn't follow through on my trading plan. I cheated on my trading plan. I betrayed myself. Now I'm a trader. I'm a cheater. So my relationship with myself is damaged. I have no integrity. I'm worthless. So let me break down what is actually happening here. So when something like that happens once, when you didn't achieve your goal, when you realize you've made a mistake, any other related situations following that, you then hesitate to act. Because you now doubt yourself, right? You've created that little seed of doubt in your mind. And then the next thing you do is you scan for threats. For yourself, from others, from the environment. Because you think something is out to get you. And then this doubt, you categorize doubt as threat. And you default to what Daniel Kahneman says, system one thinking. You become very reflexive and reactive. Instead of calming down, making a rational decision and being reflective, you now just act as a reflex. And then you recall and anchor other previous bad experiences that you've had to further justify your hesitation to act. So let's say, I've tried new things before, new ventures, and those failed. I tried to do this other thing, and that failed. I tried to learn this other thing, and that failed. And then so you're building up all of these evidence against yourself. You're having this confirmation bias, except that it's negative and it's not helping you. And then you become more depressed as a result. You know, can you see this loop? It is a downward spiral and it's really what is termed cognitive poison. It's toxic in your brain because then you just keep whirling and spinning out. So, we are essentially looking at our goal or definition of success as a binary instead of a continuum, right? Because it's 0 or 1. It's all or nothing. Instead of, hey, we have little pieces and steps here. It's a continuum. It's like, you know, when you see those movies where parents every year, they will take the height of their kid as they grow year by year. That is the kind of progress we're talking about, right? We don't expect a baby and a toddler to then go through puberty and adulthood straight away. There is a continuum. So when we look to nature, that gives us important clues. Nature and biology is a continuum. It's not here or there. Yes or no. Success or fail. Happy or miserable. When we define things as a binary, we make ourselves miserable because we are demanding perfection. And this perfection comes from arbitrary rules and numbers that you decided, right? You decided, I want to make $1,000 a month. You decided, I want to make $2,000 a month. You decided, hey, I want to do this within 3 months. And actually, you can also relax your rules because you made them. But if you keep demanding perfection and then make it mean something about you, that you are a failure, rather than the process that you're currently using is a failure, then that is poison in your mind. So if you demand perfection of yourself, your result is binary, and that means you can only be godly or guilty, one or the other. You are that strict with yourself. And this is truly unrealistic because humans were human. We are fallible and we make mistakes. So for example, when you are learning to trade and you are no expert in trading, and I can tell you it takes a long time to be an expert in trading, right? And even people who are experts and champions will say, I'm still learning. I am still progressing. I'm still learning. And actually, they enjoy the process of continuing to improve and learn and better themselves. This is what being human means. So expect to lose some money. But the key is to lose small amounts of money in order to uncover the path to making a lot of money. So your micro conversation in your head can either be, oh, I messed up. I lost money. I made a mistake. Others will now think I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Or your conversation can go, I can't believe I lost so much money. Gosh, that is so painful. I made a mistake, and that pain will definitely remind me not to repeat the same mistake next time. Can you see the difference here? Because you see, self-esteem is at work here. Now, self-esteem is the valuation of perceived acceptance from others and perceived superiority from others in terms of society. Whereas self-respect is assessing results to determine the future of a process. It's not about you, it's the process. So when you assess the outcome, you then determine, you know what, is this process worth repeating? You don't make it about you. Whereas self-esteem, you are assessing the results to determine the future of you as a person or of people in general. This is when you hear phrases like, he's a rotten egg, he's the black sheep of the family, he's the disappointment, or when you have micro conversations in your head with thoughts like, I'm no good, why do I even bother? I'm just going to fail again. So instead of a binary goal, I want you to approach it like sports, the concept of personal best. You know how marathon runners, sprinters, and other athletes, they always say PB? What is your PB? My personal best time, right? So you are competing against yourself, but you have things where you aim, and then it's about time or duration or the amount of weight you manage to lift or the amount of push-ups you do, because you don't go, okay, I either do 25 push-ups in a row or I fail. No, you start off with, ooh, I barely can do one properly with proper form. And then you go, wait, now I can do 3. And then next time you go, I can do 5. And then 7. And then 10. And then 15. And then 18. And then you might be 19 for some time. And all of a sudden you go to 21. And then 25, right? So you're making these continual little steps of progress. And you're not just going from one to the other, from 0 to 80 miles per hour straight away. You need a continuum. So think about your goals as personal bests. Now, do this with the amount of profit and the amount of minimized loss. Because trading is truly about minimizing your losses and not how much potential profit you can earn. Because when you've learned to curb your losses, that is how you become a profitable trader in the long run. So, when you start to think to yourself, ooh, it could have been so much worse, but instead I minimized the damage and I'm so damn proud of myself. That is when you know you are thinking and on your way to becoming a truly successful and profitable trader. That is how to make progress, because you do that through motivation, which then causes you to take action. Then you start getting a momentum. And then you start to see your progress. And seeing this progress enables to make you move and motivate you even further. This is the cycle. And that, my friends, is the beauty of an upward continuum. So this week's episode is short and sweet, but I hope truly impactful. All right, guys, I'll see you next week. Bye.